يأتي صلات فإذا فرغ فإنما هو تسبيح وتكبير حتى يأتي أهله. Then when he would finish his salat, then he would engage in zikr. And he'll make zikr, he'll make tasbih, he'll make takbir. So he'll, after his salat, he'll sit and he'll engage in zikr. And day after, he'll leave and he'll go to his family. فَمَرَّ بِنَا وَنَحْنُ عِنْدَ أَبِي الدَّرْدَىٰ. So he says, one day the Sahabi, after he had finished, and he was at Abu Darda radiallahu anhu. So Hazrat Abu Darda is a Sahabi, and this person walking past, he's also Sahal ibn al-Hamzaliya, he's also a Sahabi, he was walking. So Hazrat Abu Darda was sitting and this Sahabi was walking past. So Abu Darda told him, فَقَالَ لَهُ أَبُو دَرْدَىٰ كَلِمَةً تَنْفَعُنَا وَلَا تَضُرُّكُ. Oh Sahal, tell us some word that will benefit us and also at the same time it won't harm you. Such a beautiful way of saying, tell us something that will benefit us and by your telling us it won't harm you. So there's benefit all around. You're not getting harmed by it and we're also benefiting from you. But he was a solitary person. He would keep to himself. So he was walking. Hazrat Abu Darda radiallahu anhu saw him walking past. He said, tell us something that we will benefit and also you won't get harmed by it. قَالَ بَعْثَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ سَرِيَّةً فَقَدِمَتْ فَجَاءَ رَجُلٌ مِّنْهُمْ فَجَلَسَ فِي الْمَجْلِسِ الَّذِي يَجْلِسُ فِيهِ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ. He said, once Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم, he sent out a detachment, a small army. He sent out, and when this army had returned, then one person that was there present in that army came and sat in a gathering wherein Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was present. So there was one person that went with this army that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had sent. And this person had came and he sat in the gathering. He came back and after that army came back, he sat in the gathering where Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was present. فَقَالَ لِرَجُلٍ إِلَى جَنْبِهِ لَوْ رَأَيْتَنَا حِينَ تَقِيْنَا نَحْنُ وَالْعَدُوءُ فَحَمَلَ فُلَانٌ وَطَعْنَا فَقَالَ خُذْهَا مِنِّي وَأَنَا الْغُلَامُ الْغِفَارِي. So when this person had come back, he had sat in the gathering where Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was. And in that gathering, he's asking that sahabi next to him, that you should have just seen, when our army met face to face with the enemy, then there was one person that pulled out his spear, and he told that enemy, take this, I am a Ghifari youngster. Ghifari is a tribe, like how we have our family tribes. So he said, take this, I am a Ghifari youngster, and he poked him. So he's saying, you should have seen that whole scene, how this person did it. In our colloquial terms, it might be something like this. Take this, I'm a Ghifari lighty. Take this, he poked him. So, when he told this sahabi next to him, that what do you think of this person's action? So then he said, قَالَ مَا أَرَاهُ إِلَّا قَدْ بَطَلَ أَجْرُهُ. I think he spoiled his action by saying that. There was no need for him to say that I'm a Ghifari youngster. There was no need for him to say that. So this sahabi next to him is saying, I think he spoiled his action. فَسَمِعَ بِذَلِكَ آخَرَ فَقَالَ مَا أَرَى بِذَلِكَ بَأْسًا. So another sahabi heard this whole talk taking place. He said, I don't think it's a problem by him saying this. فَتَنَازَعَ حَتَّى سَمِعَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ. So now there was a bit of a exchange, not exchange, but a bit of a discussion taking place. So now they're discussing, one person is saying, no, it's not a problem. You can say it like this, because in reality, in jihad, you're allowed to use different methods to scare off the enemy. And one method to scare off the enemy is for a person to show his bahaduri, his bravery, and by him using these types of expression. In the Battle of Hunayn, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, there was a great volley of arrows that started coming towards Sahaba. So because it was such a sudden rush, many of the Sahaba started retreating. And when the Sahaba started retreating, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, alone he was being, alone. He said, أَنَا النَّبِيُّ لَا كَذِبْ أَنَا إِبْنُ عَبْدِ الْمُطَّلِبِ. I am a Nabi and there is no doubt in it, there is no lie in it. I am the son of Abdul Muttalib, and he was going alone. In fact, they tried to hold Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam back, that bravery and that bahaduri. So when there's time for bravery, then the bravery should be shown. So therefore, that other sahabi is saying, I don't think there's a problem by him saying this. He's just showing his bravery, and he's instilling fear in the enemy by saying these type of words. فَسَمِعَ بِذَلِكَ آخَرَ فَقَالَ مَا أَرَى بِذَلِكَ بَأْسًا فَتَنَازَ حَتَّى سَمِعَ رَسُولَ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ فَقَالَ سُبْحَانَ اللَّهِ لَا بَأْسَ أَيُّهُ وَيُحْمَدْ. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam then heard this discussion that is taking place. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Subhanallah, there is no problem with a person getting praised and a person getting reward. Imagine how Sahaba would think. They would think that if a person got any benefit in this dunya, then there is no benefit for him in the akhirat. So this was an overwhelming concern that they had. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is confirming, then it is possible that a person can benefit in the dunya and he can benefit in the akhirat. So there is no problem with a person getting benefit in this dunya. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, there is no problem where a person is getting praised and a person at the same time is getting reward. فَرَأَيْتُ أَبَا الدَّرْدَىٰ سُرَّ بِذَٰلِكَ. So this person is mentioning, I saw Abu Darda radiallahu anhu getting so happy by just hearing these words. He got so happy. وَجَعَلَ يَرْفَعُ رَأْسَهُ إِلَيْهِ وَيَقُولُ أَنْتَ سَمِعْتَ ذَلِكَ مِنْ رَسُولِ اللَّهِ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ. He lifted his head and he looked up at the Sahabi that was mentioning this incident, Sahal ibn al-Hanzaliya. He said, that did you really hear this from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? فَيَقُولُ نَعَمْ. He said, yes, I really heard it from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. فَمَا ذَلِكَ فَمَا زَالَ يُعِيدُ عَلَيْهِ حَتَّى إِنِّي لَأَقُولُ لَيَبْرُكَنَّ عَلَى رُكْبَتِهِ. He said, Hazrat Abu Darda continued asking him, did you really hear this from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Until I thought that Hazrat Abu Darda radiallahu anhu, out of excitement and happiness, would actually fall down onto his knees. He was so happy to hear these words from Rasulullah, to hear these words that from Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam explaining that there is no harm a person getting praise and at the same time getting reward. So last night I was checking up in the kitabs why Hazrat Abu Darda radiallahu anhu, he got so excited and he got so happy with these words. Because at the time I mentioned Sahaba, they would think that if we got any benefit in this dunya, it means that we are not going to get our benefit in the akhirat. So this confirmed that it is possible that a person can get nafa in the dunya and he can get ajar in the akhirat. So Hazrat Abu Darda radiallahu anhu, hearing these words, understood that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is saying it's possible that a person can get benefit in this world and he can get benefit in the akhirat. So because akhirat was such an overwhelming thing in their heart, so he felt happy, he felt so excited. Hazrat Abu Darda felt so excited that it's possible that people can still praise us in this world and Allah Pak can give us reward in akhirat. This excited him so much that he kept on asking this. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam really said this and he was so happy that he almost fell down onto his knees, as the Rawi is mentioning. So this pleased him. Anyway, the hadith goes, we'll continue with the hadith tomorrow. The next day, this sahabi walked past again. Again, Hazrat Abu Darda radiallahu anhu asked him to tell us something that you heard from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. For 3 days, this continued. Every time he walked past, Hazrat Abu Darda radiallahu anhu asked him, tell us something that will benefit us and won't harm you. And he mentioned another incident the next day. So inshallah tomorrow we'll mention the next incident. But this is something for us to take home. The desire Sahaba had to learn. Any chance they had to learn, number one, they would learn. And number two is they kept akhirat in front of them to such an extent that they'd be concerned. We mustn't do anything here that will waste our akhirat to such an extent that even if we're getting a little bit of praise here, we are scared that praise mustn't take away the benefit of akhirat. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also give us that same concern of akhirat. Nothing must spoil our akhirat. Nothing must come in the way of us and our akhirat, so that all our reward and everything we can get in the akhirat, there's no problem with a person getting reward in this dunya. In the ayat of the Quran, Allah Pak mentioned that a person that does umayya amal min as-salihati wa huwa mu'minun falanuhyiyannahu hayatan tayyibah. A person who does good deeds, Allah Pak says, we'll give him a very, very good life. And in the akhirat, we will also reward him. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not take away the reward of those that do good deeds. So therefore, there is reward in this world and there is reward in akhirat. But our desire must be that we mustn't be desirous of any type of praise and any type of benefit from the people. Their desire must be from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Thereafter, if Allah Pak makes a situation where a person gets the benefit in this world, people praise him, people talk about him, that is from the side of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He hasn't asked for it, so he will still get the full reward in akhirat. Allah Pak give us tawfiq of making amal. Subhanallah bihamdi, subhanaka Allahumma wa bihamdika. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun. Salamun ala al-mursaleen, walhamdulillahi.